ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की विद वर्ड्स सैचुरेटेड विद लव एंड अफेक्शन देवयानी सेड टू किंग ययाति ओ ग्रेट हीरो ओ किंग कॉन्करर ऑफ द सिटीज ऑफ योर एनिमीज बाय एक्सेप्टिंग माई हैंड यू हैव एक्सेप्टेड मी एज योर मैरिड वाइफ लेट मी नॉट बी ट्रस्ट बाय अदर्स फॉर आवर रिलेशनशिप एज हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ has been made possible by providence, not by any human being. While taking Devayani out of the well, King Ayati must certainly have appreciated her youthful beauty. Therefore, he might have asked her which caste she belonged to. Thus, Devayani would have immediately replied, "We are already married because you have accepted me, my hand." Uniting the hands of a bride and bridegroom is a system perpetually existing in all societies. Therefore, as soon as Ayati accepted Devayani's hand, they could be regarded as married because Devayani was enamored with the hero Ayati. She requested him not to change his mind and let another come to marry her. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यमेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमति भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे तम वीरमाहौ सनसी प्रेम निर्भरया गिरा राजस्तया गृहीतो मे पाणी परपुरंजय हस्ताग्राहप परो मा भूत गृहीतायास्तया हि मे एष ईश कृतो वीर संबंधो नौन पौरुषः विवर्स सैचुरेटेड विद लव एंड अफेक्शन देवयानी सेड टू किंग ययाति ओ ग्रेट हीरो ओ किंग कॉन्करर ऑफ द सिटीज ऑफ योर एनिमीज बाय एक्सेप्टिंग माय हैंड यू हैव एक्सेप्टेड मी एज योर मैरिड वाइफ लेट मी नॉट बी ट्रस्ट बाय अदर्स फॉर Our relationship as husband and wife has been made possible by providence, not by any human being. Please, all of you bless, especially our Vishambhar Prabhu, so that I can speak something good from this place. Thank you. So, in this chapter, we are reading about King Ayati's past times, and we have already heard that King Purushravas' daughter Sharmistha, that by mistake she took the garment of her friend Devayani, and then there was exchange, heart exchanges between both of them, and ultimately she became so angry that she threw her into the well, took away all her clothing. So this King Ayati, he has gone for hunting and he was thirsty, so he came to take water from the well, and he saw the situation which we are reading. And he gave his upper clothes to cover her and take her out. Now, in this shloka, she came out of the well and she is offering to get married with him. Sometimes we think some shlokas are very, very nectarian, some shlokas have hidden some things. So, in this message, in this shloka, we can see that the anger has caused Sharmistha a great loss. She was the king's daughter and she has to become maid servant. But the same place, anger has give a boon to Devayani that she became King Ayati's wife. But nevertheless, anger is not a good thing, whatever is the case may be. Bhagavad Gita said that Dhyayet visayan punsah sangate sopajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho vijayate krodhat bhavat sammoha sammohat smriti vibhrama smriti bhansat buddhinaso buddhinasat pranasyati. In fact, kama esa krodha esa rajoguna samudbhavah. So the anger is caused because of passion. And for spiritual life, passion is not required. We have to develop the mood of pure goodness. So, Bhagavatam is a bapu of Lord Sri Krishna. So, if we read Bhagavatam every day, if we hear Bhagavatam, so, Hridayastha Abhadrani. So all the unwanted things in our life go away. Vidunoit suhutsatam. And the truth, which is the personified Krishna himself, satam, it comes to our heart. So this is the magic arrangement of Srila Prabhupada, that he gave Bhagavatam to the whole universe, wherever he went, and he created such a great society, and especially he was very fond of this Bhaktivedanta manner, and I am very thankful to all of you devotees that you are keeping this place as vibrant as it was like Srila Prabhupada's time. So when we come closer to each other and when we hear Bhagavatam, then immediately, because we are doomed to listen to our mind, and our mind is constantly taking away, because there is so much allurement in this world. So it never lets you think properly. Man eva manushyanam karana vandhana mokshayo. So it takes away whatever association, what type of atmosphere we get. The mind transforms and we stupidly enamored, we just go along, whatever mind says, yes, yes, yes. Then we forget our actual situation. But when we go closer to Prabhupada, when we go closer to Bhagavatam, when we associate with the devotee, immediately, like whipping of horse. You know, so we just get the whip. Immediately, you know, our consciousness gets alert. So, that's why Prabhupada made this system. Sometimes when we read Bhagavatam, when we read Bhagavad Gita, when we read Prabhupada's message, you know, looks very nicely that, yes, yes, we are not this body, and immediately we think ourselves that we are now pure devotees and we understand perfectly everything. But there is no time gap that when and how we got the gear changed and start thinking that, you know, we even don't recognize that now we are acting like demons and behaving like demons and eating like whatever we are doing. So to surcharge our energy, the association is very important. Even Western world, if not possible every day to come to the temple. So, Sangha program, we have started by the mercy of Prabhupada that you can bring the temple to your home. And wherever you are, you know, you just... the most important thing that we accept that we belong to Krishna. As soon as there is an ownership that Krishna has owned us, we have surrendered ourselves, then other things, it goes automatically. Then you see that everything is like computerized, our life set goes. In every moment we are guided, and every corner we see we get chance to meet devotees or like-minded people who are very virtuous and who are looking for this type of thing. Otherwise we will become very hopeless because our lifestyle and our process of thinking is completely different than to this material world. And this material world is much bigger than the portion of devotees, and our effort is very limited. But the Mahabhagavata, the pure devotees are empowered. Even though in such a big, this Great Britain, right, we have very few temples, but it has a great impact in the society of England. Many people get affected whenever, you know, you ask anybody, yes, yes, I have heard, they have seen somewhere chanting of mantra, or seven-headed devotees, saffron-colored devotees, something they have seen. They are aware that there is some existence of devotees like that. So, the Prabhupada has established this society, or the centers, like a powerhouse. So, all around this temples, devotees live, they come, congregate together, they take message from here and go and distribute this message to others and get them hooked with this power center, and that way there will be a reform in the society. And because of the prayer, we have also got very nice goshala, so nice cows are there. So sometimes you think that you have not gone Vrindavan, or, you know, I have no time to go Vrindavan, or maybe I have no money to go Vrindavan. But I tell you that this place is, not less than Vrindavan. If you just go around Gosala, walk there and chant your rounds, you feel the same vibration. Sometimes you feel better vibration. In the morning when there is nobody, you just see the small calf there and the cows in pasture land, and you are chanting and watching manner, you can get more energy. So this is the subject of your mind and your heart, that how you get reciprocation from this place. If you have pure consciousness, if you have a commitment, if we are truthful to our consciousness, that really we think like that, then we can get so much power, so much energy from right here, from this place. And as I have mentioned before also, when I came first time in 88, I felt so much love in Radha Gokulanand. Maybe you are so close and you pray, he might not listen. But I live in Delhi and I pray to Radha Gokulanand, he will immediately listen something, whatever I say. So this is the actually conviction of person, that how you are convinced and what is your conviction about the deities. If you have relationship with the deities, they will reciprocate. If you are always thinking that, okay, I'm passing time, just, you know, as soon as the curtain closes, I go away, and that is also good. It is not svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobhayat. Even a little effort made in the direction of Krishna consciousness, it never goes in vain. It is not like that, I'm not so deep and I'm very simple and I don't want to do anything. Whatever you do, little effort, even if you put few coins in the box or bring two banana for the deities or one flower for the deities, whatever you do, even little effort, you just come for darshan, bow down in front of the deities, bow down in front of Srila Prabhupada, your sukriti is created. And Prabhupada will adopt you right away. My dear child, come on. So he will guide. He is Jagat Guru. He is not Guru for one person, for me, for you, for... He is for everybody's spiritual master. So our duty is to give people about Prabhupada's message. What he wanted. He wanted to create a house where the whole universe can live. And not live. Not live like Devayani and Sarmista and fight and throw each other in but live with love. He wanted to create Brajavasi spirit. Actually, this movement is created to create a Brajavasi spirit. What is this Brajavasi spirit? Why we go Vrindavan? Even now you go to Vrindavan, I can tell you that you will never see a land like Vrindavan on this earth planet. Never. You just go open your window as soon as you are in Vrindavan. The dust of Vrindavan and the smell of the that environment, you know, immediately. Even I have taken some time who are completely, you know, very atheistic people. But they say, no, there is something here. They feel there is sense. So it is because of the Krishna's effect there, still the people, the Brajavasi people who live there, still have love personified in their body. You know, at the noon time, you just pass through somebody's door, they say, take one chapati, whatever. Not very opulent food, but whatever is there, simple with them, they will immediately try to share with you. This is the Brajavasi spirit. Sharing, sharing. Sharing and caring. You share each other, and care each other. That is Brajavasi spirit. And that was the bond that Prabhupada wanted to create and make this organization for coming 10,000 years to become the model, make a model of the society. The society should get. Actually, this society is not only to lead for you and me, it is supposed to lead all the kings. Because this is Raj Vidya, the king of knowledge. So we should use all our technique and method and prayer that all the heads of states, they get this Bhagavad. At least we have got Prime Minister in our country that is running with Bhagavad Gita, he's giving to the presidents and prime minister wherever he goes. He tells that this is the best gift. This is also very progressive because, like you must have heard 1 or 2 years back, the Russian government wanted to ban Bhagavad Gita. There was a court case against Bhagavad Gita. So at least when you see of that high level reciprocation, that some state, some head of the state takes Bhagavad Gita and gives to some other state, head of state, it will make difference. It means this is the time, this is summer, this time is coming when Prabhupada's message will go much faster. I think we should also try to give the Bhagavad Gita to all the House of Lords, all the members of Parliament, because you must have heard about Tulsi Gabbard in America, Congress lady. She took oath on Bhagavad Gita. She was born in Krishna conscious family and she becomes congresswoman. So it is just a symptom that the time is coming. Shri Radha Gokulanand ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Gaur Nitai. The time is coming. Time is coming to take over. The whole society will accept Krishna conscious is the only way. Krishna conscious is the only way. This way or that way. No, only Krishna conscious way. Because otherwise, whatever this material world, this material scientist, whatever they are trying to do, they will be never able to solve the problems. Because this is not place for solving, this place has been meant for problem. Dukhaliyam asasratam. Whatever you do, the pain has to be there. The pain will not go by the painkiller. Pain will go when you understand the real position of this place. And just like when you go outside and you understand there is a rain, so you go with umbrella, you are ready. So the rain will not affect you. The same way when you know the true nature of this material world, that this is dukhalayam, this is full of misery, and there is a very temporary, very flickering nature of this world, then you are rest assured that what you have to do. So whatever short time is given to you, you will use properly. Every moment you will use to create a Brajvasi spirit. Like the Braj people, when Krishna is going to herding the calf and cows, they are always meditating. They are always talking about him. So now we cannot do like if you go to the work, so you cannot talk to the people about Krishna like that. They will say, okay, get lost from this place. But you can meditate always. And there is always chance when you are meditating, when they see you are very peaceful, then the people who are in trouble, they always say, "Bhai, why you are so happy? Can you tell me something?" So the time comes when they try to listen. So they become start liking you. And this is spirit of service. There is a story, one time Krishna and Arjuna, they were going on chariot in Dwarka. And then there was a poor Brahmin walking with his stick and his kamandalu. He was just going for begging, but he was very thin. So Arjuna became very compassionate. He told, "My dear Lord, just stop, I want to go and ask him what is his problem." So he said, "Okay, go." He went, he asked to the man, "You are so poor." "Okay." He take out four big goldenness asarfis from his pocket and give to him. And that man was so happy. He says, thank you so much." And he started walking in air. He became very happy. When he was passing, then two dacoits came. They said, "Oh, you don't need this. You go and beg." They snatch it. So then he went to his home and he told his wife. His wife was very satisfied lady. She says, "No problem. Don't worry. Whatever is Lord Krishna's desire, that is good for us. No problem." He gave water to him and said, "Okay, drink and lie down. No problem." Next day again he started going to on road and just for begging some alms. Again Krishna And Arjuna is driving the chariot, and then Arjuna says, "What is this? Go and ask." Again he says, "What happened?" He says, "As soon as you gave me, and I just walked a little further, and 3 ducats came and they snatched." "Oh, okay. Now I am giving you much more important thing to you. And you must go to a very top jeweler, and he will give you a lot of money." So he gave a manik. So this Brahmana thought that, "Now I will not keep in my pocket, I will just hold it in my hand." So I will say, "Okay, see." And he just going. And when he reached home, he thought not to even tell his wife, because he thought, "If I tell my wife, suppose the dacoits come in the night. See, this is the temporary nature. First we are hankering to get big thing, then we become so worried to protect it." So he is now, his wife is so good, but he not sharing in the night this thing to her, because he is thinking, "Wife, she is a weak-minded lady, some dacoits come, then she will just tell where I am keeping it." So he is not telling her. And he kept in a mud pot, which is generally kept for water, but it was very old. So in the villages, generally, when the poor people, they keep old pots for storing things. So he just kept in there. Next morning his wife got up. She went to fetch water from the river from behind their house. And while she was coming back, she slipped and her water pot fell down. So she thought, "How I will keep water?" So she remembered that I have an old pot inside my husband's room. I should take it and just do. Bring the water. So she went inside, brought that pot. She didn't know that there is something very special in it, and took it to the water, and just tried to clean, and the manik fall down, and she didn't know that what is that. And brought the water and kept there. So when her husband wake up, he said, "Where is, what happened to this, my pot here?" He said, "Why?" So she told the story that I went to bring water and my regular pot was broken, so I went for another. And so I took it. "So, Hari, I had kept such an important thing." "Oh, you have. Again, I think I will be poor forever, there's no problem, don't worry." He told about the manik he got. But she was very busy, so, "Don't worry, I'm going to make 2 chapatis, just eat. And relax." Now again third day he went. And Krishna Arjuna again driving the chariot. Again Arjuna says, Krishna says, "Why you want to change? Whatever is happening, it is all arranged. Why you are fighting against the system which is made?" So he said, "No, my dear Lord, I want, he should not take this trouble." He said, "Okay, then you sit. Now you desire, so I go and do something for you. Okay, you see." So when Krishna got down, he just gave him 2 kauri. He's like, less than a penny. So he just gave it. So this man, Pandit, is thinking, when manik and this golden sarfi couldn't change me, what will happen to this kauri, what it will do? But anyway, because Lord is giving, so he just took it. And going in the way, so he saw one fisherman is coming with his net, and within his net there was a fish, and he has caught the fish. So she was at the verge of dying, because he took out from the water, and she was just feeling very disturbed, and pushing and pulling, but she can't do anything. So now his desire changed. He said, I think I cannot change my life in this 2 kauri. It is better I save this poor creature. So he stopped this fisherman. He said, "Okay, please, take this kauri from me and give this fish to me." So he took the fish and he put in this water pot. And as soon as, because this was water pot, as soon as the fish came in the water, became very relaxed. Merely spit out that manik. She had the manik in her belly. So then he hear the sound. Oh, I got my manik bag. So now he started jumping. I got it, I got it, I got it. No, he is running with I got it, I got it. He just became after this idea of happiness that I got it, I got my money. And when he is walking, as soon as he came in front of the palace and there were guards moving around, these two dacoits also passing through the road. So they thought, now he's saying, I got it means this guy is recognizing us, that he got us. So they immediately came and give these four coins a service and say, Pandit, please forgive us. Don't tell anybody, take it back to your pocket. So he got it, that also. Now he is going home. When he reached his home, then he said to his wife that I got everything back. Now we should go to the jeweler and get so much things out of this thing. So first thing he purchased a chariot and he ordered for a new house and everything he is organizing. So next day he came out on the chariot and then they met again, Krishna and Arjuna. So Krishna is smiling. Arjuna says, hey, my lord, what happened? Today he is in different mood. So he says, okay, let us ask. We will both go down and listen what he is saying. So they both got down and asked, oh, Panditji, what happened to you? Then he told the story that, you know, I was a little bewildered that what will happen with this two kauri. So I thought to protect this fish. And then further, I got that dacoits also came because I was so mad after this happiness. I was crying. I got it, I got it, I got it. Then those people also returned. So Krishna told Arjuna, you see, now this man, his consciousness is purified. He wants to help, he wants to share, he wants to help to others, serve to other creatures. So his life is changed. So the point is that as soon as we are just self-centric, just doing everything for ourselves, eating, everything, whatever we do, only effort is to satisfy yourself. Even the Rotarians, they write service before the self. You know, the materialistic people have sometimes very virtuous concept. So as a devotees, we are mahakarunik. We should always try to help the whole mankind. And the best help is to give Krishna consciousness. Give them this book of knowledge, the pure love of Krishna to them. And their life will change. It is guaranteed. You know, sometimes it looks like that we are not very good preacher. But Prabhupada is a very good preacher. So even, they touch this book, sometimes, it will, because they have taken the book or they have touched the book, again Krishna will start working like a magic. Everything will start changing in their life. So our effort is to just become instrumental. Right? The news reporter asked in New York to Prabhupada, sir, are you alone or what is this? What are you doing? He said, no, I have many followers. I have many temples. Time has separated. There is a gap of time. So he was so convinced, he was just doing. So same way now we have come under his shelter. So if we put our effort, even though it is very little or insufficient, but it will have a magic effect. Very, very magic effect in others' life. In all over society, it will affect. So the most important factor is that we should focus our mind to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and to all the devotees and other spiritual masters and listen their instruction carefully. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. And this message, it will create the Brajavas because everybody actually likes to share. There is the desire of joy. So the joy only a madman can fully joyful alone. Then you need company for joy, unless you share it. So, and if you go to the material world, the joy sharing is very selfish. So, of course, you will get in return nothing. And then you start hating each other. Whatever you do, there is something opposite to that. Effect is bad. But this joy, the joy of Krishna consciousness, is a very kind issue. No, it is both way happy. The person who speaks, who gives, and who receives, both of them become joyful. Susukham kartum abhyam. Susukham means this Krishna consciousness is joyfully performed. So we have to just to keep chanting, keep practicing, and it is not like that all and everything will happen according to our desire. We should not think that, oh, I think it should be done like that. In fact, we should change the operation mode, that we should become obedient what others are saying. And others will never say something which is not a condition to you. You always see that if you really try to give yourself for the service you will get, direction you will get, it will be always from the point of Srila Prabhupada. And from Srila Prabhupada's point of view, everything goes right direction. So this society is the leader society of this universe. And we should be very, very thankful to Radha Gokulananda, to Srila Prabhupada, that they have provided us a very great opportunity to share and care to each other. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.